Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. I know that's why everybody's tuning in. It's Tuesday. It's the 29th of September, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here. Good thing there is two of us.
I know. And also with us making her triumphant return after some time off, Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Is this thing on?
Now, Andrew, I'd like to start with you. We want to talk about TV Plus today. And We have a lot of TV Plus news to discuss. So let's start with the latest from this morning.
Yeah, there is a lot. Because Charlotte went on vacation, that's when Apple decided to release everything you wanted to know about TV Plus.
So can I just pause this and actually give some context to this? Because this is a thing that happens a lot. So, like, obviously one of the things I cover a lot on TIA, on the Mac Observer, is the media stuff in general. And obviously a large part of that is TV Plus when it comes to Apple. Cool. Every time I step away from my desk, go for a walk, you know, maybe use the bathroom or something, Apple releases some news about TV Plus, and by the time I get back, Andrew has already dealt with the situation. This happens every time. Mm-hmm. So I went away for a week. And then all the things happened.
And that's was the week all the stuff came to be,
You're welcome. Well, anytime you want a new season of something, let me know and I'll book a holiday.
Well, let's talk about the latest one. Because I think this is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, so this one was just announced yesterday. This will be a documentary about Billie Eilish, who is kind of an up-and-coming pop singer, if that's a good way to describe her. It will be called The World's
A
Little...
Oh, but Andrew sounds older than me.
I do like a couple of her songs, though.
She's
I wasn't being mean.
Freaking world superstar.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not up into a lot of pop.
No, she's not. She's not on our screaming metalheads playlist, Andrew.
No.
Yeah. Team Nightmare.
Yeah. Team Nightmare doesn't listen to a lot of Billie Eilish. I can't confirm.
Yeah. But anyway, so this is going to be released not only on Apple TV Plus, but also in theaters around the world in February 2021.
Okay.
Now, we don't really know a whole lot about it, just that it's going to be about Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. They did share this trailer. It was not very long, and it wasn't really anything except some of her music and here's what's coming.
Mm-hmm. And there was like a picture of her. There's like one shot of her playing the piano as a little kid.
As a very young person, yeah.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. It's interesting though, because it's a bit like, so it's the reverse of what happened with the Tom Hanks movie, right? That couldn't get put out in cinemas, and so Apple's like, thanks very much, Tom Hanks. Come join us. And then Tom Hanks was rude, and then
and then not
to clarify that Tom Hanks really, really, really does like Apple TV Plus loads, and streaming is great.
No,
promise.
Really, we mean it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but clearly, the future for a lot of these services, Netflix has done it. I think has Prime done it? Probably Disney Plus. Yeah. Disney is its own kind of universe in this kind of way. Multiple universes, if you like. Clearly, the balance for these big studios and things is going to be a mix between releasing stuff in cinemas and releasing stuff on a streaming service. Mm-hmm. And that this is clearly quite a big example of that.
Absolutely. And now this is a film.
But it's a pretty big deal that Apple would get. You know, it's another example in our, people are taking TV Plus seriously.
Yeah, and I mean, we know that at one point Billie Eilish had a performance at Apple or something.
Yeah, there's quite a few different bits. I was looking through. If you look through like Apple YouTube channels and other bits and bobs, there's kind of a relatively long going relationship.
Yeah.
Between doesn't she have a Apple radio show? Doesn't
yes, she does. Oh God, her and her dad listen to music together, and it's great.
So like, there's a relationship there anyway.
Yeah. Already, and it's been interesting. So I'm curious about the documentary. They've also done, aside from like a one shot movie sort of thing, which I am under the impression that's what this is going to be, is, you know, sit down, watch it for 2 hours or whatever, and it's one unit of entertainment, and that's it. There's a lot of TV series stuff too that not only got announced but just has been sort of happening. Like our own Brian Chaffin wrote a story about Ted Lasso and
yes,
how it's fantastic.
It's very good.
Yeah. And
I spoke to the exec producer of that, Bill Lawrence. He was really nice, and you can read that interview up on the Mac Observer as well.
Absolutely.
It sounds like we're going to get 3 seasons of Ted Lasso at least.
Fingers crossed. There's definitely a second. I know he wants to do a third.
He was sounded pretty hopeful. Apparently they pitched it originally as a three-season
story. Yeah. Well, I would like that.
I'm up for it.
I enjoy it very much. And I think one of the things that Brian points out that doesn't get enough attention is that there happens to be football in it, but that's not the point of the show. And another thing I think doesn't get enough attention is that it's only half an hour at a time. So, you know, if you want to sit down and watch a couple of episodes, that's not a 2-hour commitment. That's a 1-hour commitment. So I know a number of people who went, oh, I didn't realize it was a half hour show. I'll sit down. You know,
have you got a lot of places you need to be right now?
It has nothing to do with places to be, but like if you want to carve out some time to sit down and just watch television, sometimes that's difficult.
No, I'm teasing.
But also like signing up for hours and hours and hours of TV, you know, just to sample, like I think that's, you know, it only takes about an hour and a half to figure out, you know, if this is going to be the show for you or not. And I enjoy that. So I thought it was great.
I think Brian and I just—I don't know where I've had this conversation. I've probably had it multiple times, and I think we discussed it on a recent episode of ACM. Brian and I,
yes.
But the good thing about Ted Lasso is not that it's just about football, although yes, it is about that, and that's nice if you're a football fan. The nice thing, it is like relief from the rest of TV Plus, which, as we discussed here, is all very serious.
There's a lot of big things and serious things and dark things.
It's very dark and serious and takes itself very seriously. It's very high production values. And that's all great. And Ted Lasso has very high production values and all those things as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Okay, I think I can say this on air because he said it to me on the record during our interview.
Yes.
So I was gently ribbing Bill Lawrence about how the fact that everyone in Ted Lasso, and we've commented on it on other Apple TV Plus shows, has a Mac, an iPhone. that's what they use. I was like, hello, that's a coincidence, isn't it? And he was like, listen. If you were running a production on a budget and you had a props department and you had knew the plate people that could give you the computers for free, what would you do?
Yep.
I was like, fair.
Yeah. It's probably just a practical measure. Like, it's very easy for us to get our hands on this amount of stuff. You know, we saw that with the Raven Quest or Mythic Quest.
Yeah, Mythic Quest is an example he gave of where they do not use Macs.
They do not. But the Mythic Quest quarantine episode, we talked about it here on the show because Dave had mentioned being really impressed by it. And there was an interview where they talked about, like, we have this crazy idea to shoot this episode, but for it to happen, can we get, like, everybody a pair of AirPods by Tuesday? And it was, like, Thursday or Friday or something, and Apple made it happen. So, like, even if it's something that, you know, if it's something where they're working with Apple, that was a thing that I remember about that, is they were like, we have this crazy idea, but for it to work, we have to have this happen on that deadline, and Apple made it work. So that was pretty great. And, you know, I know, Charlotte, you said there's a lot of, like, you know, big and serious, but, like, Snoopy in space is very nice. And there is some other, like, kids programming, like Ghost Riders getting a second season. Yeah.
Yes, Andrew, that happened. Did I write that? Was that when I was away? I think Andrew dealing with that.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, I think Andrew wrote it.
And there was a whole load of, I think... Yeah, there's been a whole, they've done a big stuff on kids TV as well, which is quite interesting.
Well, kind of another kid show that's coming is they shared a first look of this cartoon called Wolfwalkers. So,
yeah,
I mean, even though it's, you know, a kids cartoon, I might, I think that looks kind of interesting. So it maybe I'll check that out.
Yeah. And there's the Paul Rudd Nature series. Yeah, it's a series. Like,
yeah, I thought it was only one episode, but I looked in the app. I think there's multiple episodes.
Yeah.
So yeah, they say the first six episodes will arrive by October 2nd.
Yeah, so later this week. And that'll be nice. I mean, I would be happy with a great many things narrated by Paul Rudd. He's very soothing to listen to. It wouldn't be the worst thing.
Sorry, I'm having a moment, guys.
Yes.
The program is about tiny creatures, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being narrated by Ant-Man.
Yes.
I didn't even get that.
That was the first thing I thought was, oh, tiny animals with the voice of Ant-Man. Cool.
Nice.
There you have it.
Nice.
That's going to be great.
Everybody.
There's a lot of stuff coming. And more of some of the stuff we already have. You know, like I said, there's a season two of Ghost Rider. There's a season two of Ted Lasso at a minimum, maybe a third. There's been, is it Central Park that got a season, a second season?
Yeah, I think so.
And Mythic Quest.
We know Morning Show is going to get another season for sure.
Yes, at least one more.
Because they decided we all needed to relive COVID, the COVID-19 pandemic again and write it into the series. Thanks,
oh,
guys.
Oh, yes. That's going to be fantastic.
Cheers.
I'm kind of not looking forward to that.
Just launched. But, yeah. The first episodes of Tehran just arrived.
Yes, Tehran.
I'm not sure I'm psychologically in the right state to deal with that, but...
Just off vacation? No, you were not.
But it seems kind of... It's like, no, it's more like there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. That seems a very intense show.
Yeah, I think Brian reviewed it as it's not background television where you like put it on while you're doing something else. If you're going to watch it, you need to sit down and dedicate the time. If it can't be something you just put on while you make dinner or wash dishes or whatever. So that sound, it sounds really interesting, though I do want to see it. Partly, this also is starting to alleviate, because I guess I didn't realize how much, like, a lot of the things that are out now are not things we heard about the deals for initially. So we just knew Apple had a lot of deals. So this is starting to sort of negate my concern that, you know, which I had when Apple said, you know, everybody gets a year of it for free, of what do I do when I get to the end of it? Like, this is starting to get to the point where the month 13 question and, you know, what do you watch when you're done with the Morning Show? And, you know, now I would add Ted Lasso to that. When you're done with the Morning Show and Ted Lasso, what else is there? There's a lot. And it seems...
Defending Jacob.
Yeah, it's really... There's loads there.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, what have you been watching that's been on TV Plus that's been interesting?
The last show that I watched, I think it wasn't very long, maybe 9 episodes, but it was something that Dave recommended to us, that show called Home.
Oh, yeah.
And that was pretty interesting. Each episode was a different, like, weird, wacky house that an architect built from them for themselves. Like, the first episode was this, like, half greenhouse, half house, which I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I did not get a chance to watch that yet. But yeah, I did want to check that out. Charlotte, what have you been watching?
I was finishing Ted Lasso. I've done that. I have watched a bit of the show Andrew just referenced as well, which I really enjoyed. I enjoyed the second episode where one very cool guy kind of takes over half of a community, like seems to buy most of his community in Chicago, yeah. Isn't it? Which was pretty cool. He did some very cool artistic cultural things there, which was really cool. So I enjoyed that show. What else have I seen? I need, but Brian shouts at me because I haven't sat down and done Defending Jacob yet, which is another one I need to kind of psychologically prepare myself for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's quite, as you say, there's a lot on there and there's a lot more coming.
Yeah. And I've been watching, I know I'm unbelievably.
And when it arrives, I'll probably have gone outside for 5 minutes and Andrew will cover it. It'll be good.
Yep.
I have sat down because it took a while, like, you know, to prepare to watch the morning show. So I've been waiting into that. I did watch Snoopy in Space and enjoyed it very much.
Sorry, what? You've only just watched the morning show?
Yes. I know. And I also have been Ted Lasso, of course, because we had John on here not that long ago to explain to him why he was wrong not to like Ted Lasso. so you could go back to a previous episode of Daily Observations for that. But definitely, like, there's a number of other things, you know, that we haven't even discussed. Like, Apple has purchased the rights to a Tom Holland film called Cherry. And that, you know, that's probably going to be interesting. It sounds like it's just, like, the movie is made and they're the ones now that are going to put it out. There's the, like, Oprah is interviewing Mariah Carey or something. I think something like that. I don't remember. And then there's a lot of other stuff, you know, coming that, like I said, we haven't even talked about. But it's going to be pretty great. Another thing I do want to point out is that not long ago, Dave was on the show to talk to us about how you can watch TV Plus, even if you don't have an Apple TV, and that, Roku, if you have a smart TV that uses a Roku operating system, or if you have a Fire TV stick or an individual Roku box, that's all you need. If you want to watch things on TV Plus, you don't have to have hardware from Apple in order to do that. And there's also a lot of options for it as well if you want to just soak up all that content.
There's a whole updated list that I did that is on the Mac Observer. What tells you how to use which, you know, Amazon Fire devices you can watch TV Plus on.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
I think there are also some smart TVs by, like, just certain models by Samsung and I think maybe LG.
Yeah, LG as well, yeah.
And Andrew's right about Samsung.
Yeah, that's the ones that we were talking about on the show. LG's TVs are using, I don't remember what the operating system is, but it has AirPlay 2 support as well as TV Plus.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot you can do there. There's any TV that has a Roku operating system will also let you see TV Plus without having to have anything extra. And there's others that do AirPlay and stuff as well. So, you know, you don't have to worry about it. If you don't have one of those, it's not a big deal. So that is going to do it for us today. As we have more, of course, we will talk about more of that on future episodes when we informally call them TV Tuesday. But for right now, that's it. So I want to thank both of you for being here. Charlotte, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me.
Dusting off the old microphone and everything for us after vacation. And Andrew, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, and I'm always glad to have Team Nightmare on the program to mix it up. I am your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.